DHS, likely targets of potential violence in coming months include churches, fence. By Christina Wong on May 30, 2023. The Department of Homeland Security warned in a recent bulletin the U.S. is in a heightened threat environment that could portend violence in the coming months over the 2024 general election cycle and legislative or judicial decisions pertaining to socio-political issues. The May 24 bulletin, reported by Just the News on Tuesday, states, "In the coming months, factors that could mobilize individuals to commit violence include their perceptions of the 2024 general election cycle and legislative or judicial decisions pertaining to socio-political issues. Likely targets of potential violence include U.S. critical infrastructure, faith-based institutions, individuals or events associated with the LGBTQIA+ community, schools, racial and ethnic minorities, and government facilities and personnel, including law enforcement." The bulletin listed some recent violent events in the U.S., including the recent deadly mall shooting in Allen, Texas. Law enforcement continues to investigate the motive behind the attack, but initial reporting suggests the attacker fixated on mass shootings and held views consistent with racially or ethnically motivated violent extremist, RMVE, and involuntary celibate violent extremist ideologies, it said. It noted the March 2023 shooting at a Christian elementary school in Nashville, Tennessee, by a transgender individual, but said, "Law enforcement continues to investigate the motive behind the attack." It noted in March 2023 a RMVE driven by a belief in the superiority of the white race was arrested and charged with allegedly attempting to use an improvised incendiary device to burn down a church in Ohio that was planning to host a drag-themed event. It said that in February 2023, two RMVEs driven by a belief in the superiority of the white race were arrested and are now awaiting trial for plotting an attack against electrical substations in Maryland. It also cited that since spring 2022, alleged domestic violent extremists, or DVEs, have cited anarchist violent extremism, animal rights/environmental violent extremism, and anti-law enforcement sentiment to justify criminal activity in opposition to a planned public safety training facility in Atlanta. Criminal acts have included an alleged shooting and assaults targeting law enforcement and property damage targeting the facility, construction companies, and financial institutions for their perceived involvement with the planned facility, it said. Will reported Tuesday that two anti-abortion protesters, ages 73 and 80, were attacked outside of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Baltimore City on Tuesday. A man dressed in a gray t-shirt, blue jeans and brown shoes reportedly attacked the two men after an exchange of ideas over the abortion issue, the report said. One of the victims, named Mark Crosby, was taken to shock trauma after being badly beaten by a suspect who police say got away. A GoFundMe page set up for Crosby showed a photo of his bloodied face. The organizer wrote, "Hi, my name is Dr. Jay Walton, and I am the president of Baltimore County Right to Life. One of our volunteers, Mark Crosby, was brutally beaten on May 26, 2023 while he was praying in front of the Planned Parenthood in Baltimore City. Mark is currently in the hospital being treated for the serious injuries he sustained." Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.